Dr. Mejia, this is for the patient Justino Samot, SAM-MOT, medical records 14-8746, date of birth 8-23-1938, referring physician Dr. Mabel Rosa, procedure performed EGD, secondary procedure biopsies, esophageal dilation, date of the procedure February 26, 2022, indication dysphagia, postop diagnosis, impression 1, small hiatal hernia, number 2, mild gastritis, number 3, polyp in the fundus on the body of the stomach, next number. Polyp on the fundus of the stomach, next number, esophageal stricture noted at 40 centimeters from the incisors, period. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum, complication known immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, period, paragraph. Open procedures for EGD template, period. Dilation of the esophagus stricture done with CRE balloons from 8 to 10 millimeters, period, paragraph. Findings, EGD findings, otopharyngeal pyoderma, pure paragraph, esophagus, there's a smooth linear stricture noted in the distal esophagus at about 40 centimeters from the end, from the incisor period. A biopsies were taken from the stricture and dilation performed with CRE balloons from 8 to 10 millimeters per paragraph. There was minimal resistance at the passage of the scope, but the resistance was overcome with minimal push, period. Biopsies were taken from mid and proximal esophagus while eosinophilic esophagitis. There's a small hiatal hernia present, pure paragraph stomach. Mild diffuser, Jimmy, anthem, body biopsy taken at H. pylori, pure paragraph, desalimented polyp in the fundus and body of the stomach biopsies taken, pure paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinical. Number 5, was that a patient on protonis following recurrence PO BID. Next number, patient will need a repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks with esophageal dilation, with further esophageal dilation, pure paragraph. End of the